I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice, morning show. Hi. Thank you for listening. So we're so grateful for you. It's going to be a great day. It's hump day. It's supposed to get hot toward the end of the week. Have you been seeing any of this?
Yeah.
Like yesterday was... You know, the kind of one of the days we've been having, cloudy in the morning, you know, foggy and cloudy, and then got windy. So it never really gets hot, but apparently that's changing. So, I mean, it's too dark to see right now what the sky's doing, but apparently by tomorrow and then through the weekend and into next week, you know, we're getting to that kind of end of August, September. That's when we usually get a nice big heat wave, so... I'm kind of looking forward to that. I like that. I like to be out, you know, without a jacket on. That's always fun. Take off my parka.
You're wearing a parka when you go out at the moment?
Well, sure. If I have to go, you know, if I'm sitting on the deck after the sun starts to go down, you know, it gets chilly.
All right.
Listen, I'm cold if it's 69 degrees. I'm like, oh my God, it's freezing in here. It's freezing, man.
69 is a summer day. What are you talking about?
Stop it. It's got to be at least 75 for me to, you know, be in short sleeves.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And you're from Boston, right?
Yeah. Apparently my blood's thinned out, Vin.
Yeah.
Because I am a big baby.
You're supposed to be much better built than that, but okay.
No. I've been worn down by the years of easy living. It's funny because we were, you know, our friend Joy, we have this friend Joy who lives in Vermont. And you know her. She's our old boss's ex-wife, and we've stayed pretty close over the years. So she's got this little kind of farm up there, you know. And this past May, I want to say it was like May 20th, she's like, wakes up, and there's snow all over, brand new snow all over the ground. And
whoa, I'm May like, 20th?
Yeah, yes. And then 2 days later, it's melted, you know, it's all fine.
Right.
But, you know, as we're sort of looking toward retirement, like, you know, ideally, you want to stay in California, but a lot of people move to other states where the tax is a little easier.
Right. Well, ideally, you also want to be able to eat and maybe travel if you're lucky enough. But right, the price of just simply having a roof over your head in California may be too much. I totally get that.
Well, I'll tell you something. So I go on, you know, I'm chatting with her yesterday. So I go on Zillow and I'm looking at houses in her area while we're sending houses back and forth to each other.
Oh, Jesus.
And you cannot believe what you can get for $1 million there.
So you already bought a house in Vermont.
No,
right?
I'm not going to buy it. No, well, it's funny because John's in and out of the room and we're laughing about it and stuff. And we go,
right.
We're like, well, here's the thing, Ben. Like, neither one of us wants to go back to winter. You know,
right?
Because we're like, oh, that's beautiful. Oh, look at that. Oh, that one's got a pool. Oh, that's, you know, like that you can use for about a month a year. Mm-hmm. And he's like, remind me how much it snows again there, Joy. She goes, well, we got a lot of snow in that it snows a lot,
right?
And it's just, you know, you can't. You the living's not easy.
No, and the pool is where the fall leaves live. Like that is not where you swim. That's just where the leaves land.
Yeah, it's just a bucket of leaves, really. By the end of the fall,
like, I suppose. If you
have one of those pool covers, that's helpful.
Oh right, sure.
But who wants to pull that off to go for a quick dip? It probably takes longer to take the pool cover off than it does to actually get in there and swim. But anyway, it was funny because as we're having this conversation, it will be a it'll be a much worse day, I'm guessing, almost anywhere else than it will be here. It's gonna be gorge.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'm definitely too soft for winter now. Maybe I'll just go there like in the fall. That'd be nice, right? let me see. I've definitely got a sponsor. We have a couple things we're doing today. Oh, this break, though, is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod. The new episode is up on Radio. Is it up already, Bryn?
It's not yet. It will be.
Okay. A little later today. Our special guest, Kate Scott. Kate, who is a well-known Bay Area play-by-play master. And she's so funny. And she's such a good guest. And she's got so many funny things to say, and she's just an interesting person. And she started as an intern on our show. And so, while I can't feel proud myself of her accomplishments, I am happy for her that she's gone so far. There's certain people you meet, and you go, that person's going somewhere. And she did.
She's amazing. And she's very driven and clearly going places. Is there and will likely go farther.
I agree.
She's just
a delight
started.
To talk to as well. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine that everyone she meets feels the same way. It is a pleasure to know you, Kate Scott.
Cool.
So there you go. That is the sponsor for this time around. Oh, I see that's being edited as I look at it. Hello, Nicole. Everyone, I'm sure, has heard and seen all over social media, Kamala Harris, our own Kamala Harris, is Joe Biden's running mate. He came through on his promise to pick a woman as his running mate, and he announced that currently Senator Kamala Harris will share the Democratic ticket with him. So this is exciting.
I agree.
Yeah, I really like it. Of course, they both tweeted blah, blah, blahs at each other, how nobody's meeting in real life, so... Maybe they've only ever Zoomed with each other. She was the district attorney of both San Francisco and the state of California before being elected to the Senate in 2016. She ran against Biden for this Democratic nomination before dropping out. Donald Trump donated money to her campaigns for state attorney general in 2011 and 2013. Not only would she be the first woman, if she's elected, she'd be the first female vice president, but she'd also be the first black vice president and the first Asian vice president, because I guess her dad is Jamaican and her mom is Indian. So lots of firsts if she were to become our vice president. If you are a fan of SNL, then you've probably seen Maya Rudolph's impersonation of her. And immediately people began asking Maya, oh, are you excited? You'll go back onto SNL if it ever goes back into the studio. And she does say that she's looking forward to it. Were you able to find any old?
Yeah.
So this is Maya Rudolph, a former SNL regular playing Kamala Harris on SNL.
We'd also like to welcome California Senator Kamala Harris.
She's got the suit on.
Now, Aaron, that little girl you just introduced, that little girl was me.
Yes, I know, Senator.
Okay, just checking, because I'm not just that little girl. I'm also America's cool aunt. A fun aunt. I call that a funt. The kind of funt that will give you weed, but then arrest you for having weed. Can I win the presidency? Probably not. I don't know. Can I successfully seduce a much younger man? You better funt and believe it.
That is for sure.
Ooh, that's a good one. So she'll be coming back to play your fun aunt. Anyway, congrats to everybody there, and go, everybody vote. I'm not gonna tell you who to vote for. Everybody vote.
To be honest, I like her better than him, so I'm
glad
she chose him. Or he
yes,
chose
I'm glad
her.
I'm glad she chose him too. I think that's gonna be good.
There was an article, former Mayor Willie Brown was saying she should not accept it. And I was surprised to see that, because you know,
but
it's
what
a
was
big
his reasoning.
Well, he's like, first
doesn't,
of all,
he just doesn't like Biden.
Well, I'm sure that's part of the issue. And then, of course, you know, you take over at a time when things are a disaster. You know, I mean, really, we're in the middle of a pandemic. The economy's, you know, holding it together right now and we're okay, but we really need to come out of this within the next, you know, 6 months or
right.
So
well, our economy as a country might be hanging in there, but, you know, there are individuals whose economy is sucking.
Agreed. Yeah. But I'm talking about the whole they're yes. taking on a very big job. And
it
so,
is. It's not a great time to be president, frankly.
So but I'm glad she took it. I'm you know, I mean, I'm yeah. sure that there were plenty of people in her ear saying, don't there. Oh, you'll have your time will come. Don't do it. But I also see that. That's a huge offer.
It's great. And even if it doesn't turn out to be, I pray that they do win. But even if they don't, she becomes far more well known.
Right. And for sure.
She is young as presidents go. So who knows what the future might hold for her down the line.
I think she's 55.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obama, I think, just turned 59. He was actually a very young president.
Yes.
But mostly it's 75-year-olds, it seems like. So that's that. This guy is doing his personal economy is doing just fine. I did mention this briefly yesterday, but I thought, why not congratulate our new billionaire? After 9 years as CEO of Apple, Tim Cook is now officially a billionaire. So congratulations.
That's great.
Everything seems to be going great for him, so he's fine with the lockdown, etc. This is, I just want to tell you about this real quick. I read the story and went, oh, whatever. And then I watched this, I wound up getting sucked into this whole trailer. And Bryn, I believe you put this is The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I think it's actually just called Bel-Air. And it's like a gritty reboot of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And this is a mock trailer, like a fan made thing that sort of reimagines the Fresh Prince if it was something that had actually happened. Like this kid grows up on the streets of Philadelphia and is getting into all kinds of bad things and then moves out to the rich uncle's house, and how this might actually go. Not all, you know, fun and Will Smithy.
Right.
So Will Smith sees this trailer. And he loves it. He loves the kid. He loves all the people in the trailer. Oh. And now they're developing a reboot based on this guy's version of it. So this guy's name is Morgan Cooper. And he did this last year. It's got tons of views, so it's possible you've even seen it. But we did put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want to take a look. And it's great. You think to yourself, oh, look at this shown from this perspective. Morgan has been helping Will develop the show for about a year. There's been interest, of course, anything Will's attached to, everybody's interested. HBO Max is like, yeah, we're into that. A couple other places. Peacock, Netflix. And so if you were a fan of The Fresh Prince, he even meets DJ Jazzy Jeff. In the trailer, but that guy's, you know, also more realistic. Someone who would actually occur in life.
I have a bit of audio if you want to hear some of it.
Oh, really? You pulled some?
It's okay. Not at all what you expect, you know, because you think the goofy
yes.
Fresh Prince. Here it is.
You are carrying a gun on the streets to protect yourself? I've done my best, Will. But it's time for a change. You're going to Bel-Air to live with your uncle and your auntie.
Bel-Air, out of all places.
This is a second chance, Will. Don't waste it.
Will, I will not bail you out again. In this house, I'm not Uncle Phil. I'm the law. Have I made myself absolutely clear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just a little snippet. There he is, heading out to Bel-Air. As he did in the original sitcom. And I thought to myself, I really wish this was a movie. This is great. So you can go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook and take a look at that.
Sounds
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You know, that acting, in my opinion, wasn't the greatest. But I do think that a lot of shows, if you say the premise, you'd go, that show stinks, or that show could be great. But really, it's about writing and acting. And so if they've got both of those things, it'll be a great show. I mean, I think of Dexter. If you tell people the premise of Dexter, they go, how you tell me I'm going to be cheering for a serial killer. Uh-huh. And in the end, there you are. Run, Dexter, run. You're just like,
you got to get out of there.
How did
You're
I get
coming.
Sucked into this? And why am I cheering for a serial killer? But that is, you know, because they've done a good job.
Well, if you have a moment, take a look at the trailer. I felt the same way. I went, oh boy, let me have a look at this. And I wound up watching the whole 5-minute thing. It's great. Raymond Allen, rest in peace. This guy, you know him from Sanford and Son and Good Times. He's dead at 91 of a non-COVID respiratory illness at a long-term care facility here in California. He was Uncle Woody on, he was the brother-in-law of Red Fox's Fred Sanford. He was the long-suffering husband of Aunt Esther, you might recall. And on Good Times, he played Ned the Wino. So he's been in a few shows that we all watched as kids. Well, us older people. And he was born in Kansas City, youngest of 12 kids. He also appeared in What's Happening, Starsky and Hutch, The Love Boat, The Jeffersons. And I guess after the 70s, he pretty much retired. But he died at 91. So rest in peace, Raymond Allen. And I thought of you this morning when I saw this story, because I know your shoulder was bothering you for a long time. I don't know if you're still getting those shots.
Both of my shoulders are a problem, but go on.
So Al Roker is undergoing total replacement shoulder surgery. He says, for the last month, I've only been sleeping about 2 or 3 hours a night, which even for me is less. And he's going to undergo the procedure. They're calling it arthritis. I don't know if he injured it and developed arthritis or he just got it. And it sounds like one shoulder. He's basically saying it's not bad during the day, but at night it's an intense pain that wakes me up. For the last month, I've only slept 2 or 3 hours a night. So this is his second shoulder surgery in 6 years. He had his rotator cuff repaired in his left shoulder in 2014. He had a hip replacement done on his left hip. He's had some stuff done.
Jeez, what did that guy do in his young years? I always thought he was a heavy dude.
Yeah, he's skinny now. Well,
I know, but I'm saying I didn't know that he was athletic or did. Maybe he had a fall. I don't know. That seems like sounds like he's a mess.
I don't know how he got to this position, but he's doing something about it now with a full shoulder replacement.
The thing is, you'll hear people. In fact, you'll hear it quite a bit if you ask friends who or look on Facebook. You'll see people writing it all the time. Knee replacement is almost easy because the joint, I know that sounds
it goes
stupid,
one way,
but shoulder surgery is really scary and difficult to get right and often has major complications afterward because that joint is
they got to get in there around all the muscle and everything else and get that whole joint out and put a whole new joint in. Like, good luck.
I wish that dude luck. That's scary.
Me too. All right, that's it for the early trash. What's coming up, Vin?
I'll do that story I mentioned earlier, which is if you're looking to get out of the house for a quick, easy vacation, I've got a couple suggestions for you and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.